So Jesus says in the gospel today, no one can serve two masters, right? You cannot serve both God and mammon, right? So I think you kind of know who God is, all right? But first of all, what is mammon? Yeah? Mammon. What is that? How do you know what you're serving or what you're not serving if you don't even know what it is? What is mammon? What is it? I heard material. That's right. Yes. Okay. Mammon is not like a mammoth. Okay. Like those animals. Okay. Mammon is kind of like accumulation, material, wealth, greed, selfishness. That's mammon. Okay. And if I ask you right now, which one would you choose? God or mammon? And you would say, of course, of course. You say you choose God over mammon, right? But I would care to disagree. I would care to disagree. And it might be in a subtle way, but most of us actually choose mammon over God. Okay? And let me give you some clear examples of this, right? Just the other day, I was at a dinner party. Dinner party with friends and usually when you're at the party, you know, there's a section for the adults, right? And the adults are hanging out in one area. They're having a drink and, you know, gossiping and all this, you know. And then the children, the kids are in another section, right? And then there's about like, I think about 5 or 6 kids. And they're just like, just on the floor, just, you know, just playing around, right? And I was, well, maybe I'll pay them a visit. I'll visit the kids, see what's going on over there, you know, because, and I went over there and I saw this one kid, this little boy, okay? He had, you know, Legos, right? Like toys, Legos, right? He had all kinds of Legos just all over the floor. And he was just like this, just playing with his Legos, building and doing this. And then there's like 4 or 5 other kids, right? Just around, just doing nothing. Because they didn't have the toys with them. They're just like twiddling their thumbs, nothing to do, right? So I was like, oh, okay, this doesn't look right. This doesn't look right. So I went over, went to a little kid, and I said, hey, you know, I see you and with your Legos and all this. Would you mind sharing your toys, your Legos, with these other kids who have nothing to share? And you know what the kid said? No. It's mine. It's my toy. It's my Lego. No. No. You know? It's like, geez, you know? Who's your dad? You know? who's your mom? Who's your parents, you know? And you're lucky I'm not your dad. You know? That's choosing mammon over God right there, even as a little kid. Or they're so into getting the next toy, the next Lego set, the next video game. So you're so into getting the next iPhone as adults. Choosing mammon over God. My high school classmate, good buddy of mine, he's in the East Coast. He's doing this old New York Stock Exchange thing. He's in Wall Street. He's walking the street and the wall. I don't know. He's an investment banker, you know, investment banker making bank. He makes like $500,000 a year or something like that. Ridiculous, you know. I don't really know how he does it, but that's what he does, okay. And he's Catholic. And he says, you know, Steve, church is church, business is exactly, you know. When I'm at church, I do the whole church thing. When I'm at work, I do the whole work thing, right? I mean, when I'm at church, I follow God's law. When I'm at work, I follow the law of survival. You know, everyone just out there for himself, man. And I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine, okay? No matter what's the cause, I'm going to get mine, okay? And in my line of work, you know, it's all numbers. We don't talk. There's no mercy. There's no kindness. There's no nothing like that. We just speak the language of green. Money. Money talks. You know? And I say, wow. What happened to you? You know? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul? Serving mammon over God. And the words from the first reading from Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. Stop fixing the scales so that you can cheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. Well, let's talk about this whole American dream thing that's very present you hear about it in literature, or many people have this mentality of this American dream, you know, like everybody wants to be rich. Everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to have this dream, you know, like where would be your dream house? Where would be your dream house? Yeah? Where's that? Yeah. Oh, a ship? A rocket ship. That's your dream house, you know? All right, rocket ship. Yeah. This is very expensive, you know. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. Big, humongous mansion. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants that house by the beach. You know, you just walk downstairs and there it is, you know. Everybody wants that house up in the hill. That 10-bedroom house right there with 5 bathrooms, you know. 3-car garage, you know. That's what everybody wants. So many of us want that. And so many of us work so hard to achieve that. We instill that in our kids, you know. You know, son, you know, daughter, you gotta study. You know why you gotta study? Because you gotta get good grades. You know why you gotta get grades? Because you gotta get to a good school. You know why you gotta get to a good school? So you can get a good job. You know why you get to a good job? So you can make a lot of money. And to achieve this dream. Right? And many of us don't get there. And the few of us who do, finally get your dream house, get that rocket ship, get that mansion of your dreams. You get it, now what? Congratulations. Now what? Now what? And then what? And then you die. You work so hard to serve mammon over God, and then what? How much time do we spend building up our earthly mansion? How much time do we spend building up our heavenly mansion? The dwelling place that God has prepared for us. You see? You know what I'm talking about? We're serving mammon over God each and every day of our lives. So then, what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer to changing our vision, changing our point of view, changing our mentality so that we can serve God over mammon? Okay? Raise your hand if you haven't been reading this book, this little burgundy book. All right, okay? And the answer is actually in the first page right there. Stewardship. That's the answer. Okay? If you don't know what stewardship means, that means you haven't been reading this thing. Okay? It's probably sitting there in your coffee table collecting dust. All right? So if you haven't been reading it, go back. At least read the first part, the first page. Stewardship. Stewardship is the answer, folks. Okay? And in that reflection, it talks about the word stewardship comes from 2 Greek words, manage and house. And you put those two words together, it becomes what? Somebody who manages a house, like an apartment or a complex manager, right? A steward is someone who just manages someone else's house. And in our relationship with God, you and I, we are simply stewards, managing what belongs to God. And talking about what belongs to God, what belongs to God? What is this? Huh? Everything. Really? Everything belongs to God? Yes. And let me prove it to you, okay? Where are you sitting right now? Yeah, church. Okay, all right. You're sitting, you're behind, is sitting in the pew, right? Sitting down in the pew. Where does that pew come from? Where does that become? Okay, from some company, right? And then where did the company get that raw material? From the forest, the tree. And where did the tree come from? The ground. Where did the ground come from? Where did the dirt come from? There you go. You beat me to the punch, little one. All right? Anything. You could choose anything. Anything here. Anything, any living thing. Okay, talk about living things. Okay, those of you who have little babies, you know, or grandchildren, little baby, where'd the baby come from? Where'd the baby come from? From your mom. That's right. The baby came from, well, with the help of dad, okay? But mostly from the mom. Mostly mom does all the work. Most of the work. The baby comes from the mom with the help of dad. And where'd your mom come from? Another mom. And where'd that mama's mama come from? Mama's mama, mama. And where did that person come from? From God. Exactly. You choose anything. Any living thing, any dead thing, any whatever. Any beautiful thing, any ugly thing. You and I, we're not the owners. It all comes from God. It belongs to God. Comes from God and belongs to God. You and I, we're just stewards. We're just house managers of what does not belong to us, right? And if you have that kind of mentality of stewardship, a steward recognizes this, then what is there to be afraid of if it's not yours? Like the steward in the gospel today. The steward in the gospel, you know, he calls his master's debtors and says, hey, you, how much you owe to my master? Oh, I owe like 100 measures of olive oil. Oh, 100? Just pay half. 50, that's your promissory note. Quickly, do it quickly. No problem. Yeah, pay half, whatever you want. And you over there, how many cords of wheat do you owe? 100? Oh, whatever, man, just okay, whatever, it's, you know? Whatever you want. And why is he able to do this? Because it's not his. It's not his olive oil. It's not his wheat. You see, it's the master's. Right? And once we realize that everything we have and own is not actually ours, that we don't actually own it, but that it belongs to God, it comes from God, then what are we afraid of? We can freely share and freely give because it's not ours. It's God's. But let me tell you, as soon as you begin to think we are the owners, it's my toy. It's mine. It's my toy. It's my hard-earned money. It's my house. It's my dream. Then you fall back into serving mammon. So your homework this week, this is the fourth week of this little burgundy book here. The last week, all right? So do it. And if you haven't been reading it, just read that first page at least, will you? That first page. Just that first one. Collect that dust. Just read that first one, okay? But keep going. The last week of the little burgundy book. And ask yourself for your homework, how can I serve God over mammon this week? What is mammon? Yeah, material accumulation, greed, selfishness. How can I serve God over mammon this week? How can I be a true steward, a house manager, recognizing that everything that I have comes from God and belongs to God, right? And how can I share what belongs to God freely with others, right? How can I put God over profit at work? How can I share or perhaps even give of my Legos, of my video games, or my little gadgets to someone? Perhaps make a donation. Make a donation to our local St. Vincent de Paul Society. Now we have Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up very soon. You know, consider donating some a monetary donation or even foods, non-perishable canned goods for our St. Vincent de Paul Society. Go through your garage. Stop collecting. Stop hoarding. Okay? Go through your garage, go through your closet. Stop possessing, but give, right? Make a donation to Goodwill. And I'm not asking you to give everything, okay? I'm asking you to start small. You don't need to empty your closet, or you don't need to take off all your clothes like St. Francis, okay? But start small. I'm talking about one drawer. I'm talking about one toy. I'm talking about one gadget. Talking about one small donation. It might be small, but it's huge because this small thing is helping you change your mentality, your outlook towards a pathway towards liberation from mammon and pathway towards salvation. And as Jesus says today in the gospel, the person who is trustworthy in small matters is trustworthy in great ones.